60. Hayden. Max! Hayden cried out. Max! He stumbled forward and fell, crawling the 2 meters to where Max lay. The intellect didn't move. Sheriff, Caleb said, coming up beside him. The Marine looked almost as bad as Hayden felt, his face pale and sweaty, his body shaking beneath the skin. We have 6 minutes until the enemy ships arrive. We have to get out of here. Max, Hayden said again, resting his hand on the intellect's chest. The intellect remained still and silent. Caleb put his hand on Hayden's shoulder. Come on, Sheriff. Hayden nodded. The portal. What about it? You know what? We need to go through it. That was the plan. Sheriff, we're in no shape to... That was the plan, Hayden pressed. Craik was the gun, but he didn't pull the trigger. Veit did. I'm not letting him get away with this. With any of this. Sheriff, Nathan said, we have a problem. Hayden turned to see Nathan kneeling beside Craik. He had opened the duffel, revealing random pieces of junk where the interlink should have been. Where's the interlink? Jesse asked. This doesn't make sense, Hayden said, staring at the garbage. Craik killed Nat for the interlink. I thought Veit needed it. Veit does need it, Caleb said, which is exactly why it isn't here. What do you mean? Maybe Craik was originally going to bring the interlink through the portal, but the plan changed. Probably because of Max. Hayden glanced at the fallen intellect. Max? It's only a theory, but Max calculated that we had a 20% chance of success with his help. 20% sounds low, but it's probably a lot higher than Veit was comfortable with, especially since we had already managed to survive the Jaxcluth attack in Sinisco. So we told Craik to redirect the interlink somewhere else. Probably somewhere one of the incoming ships can pick it up. But Craik still came here, Jesse said. Craik had to come here, Caleb said, or we would have known something was off. Think about it. Once Craik leads us here, the best case for Veit is that Craik is on Proxima, Hansen kills us all, and everyone who's managed to fight back against him is dead. Worst case, we're standing here trying to work it all out while the interlink is headed off-world and out of reach. Hayden took a few seconds to consider the theory. The pieces fit better than he wanted to admit. He shifted his attention to his glasses, looking for Rico on the network. He needed to tell her to hurry to their position so she wouldn't be left behind. His jaw clenched when he discovered she wasn't linked. Has anyone seen or heard from Rico? Negative, Sheriff, Nathan said. Drake is missing too. Drake didn't make it, Hayden said, his gaze drifting to Bennett's corpse. He sighed in dismay. Bennett would have had to leapfrog Rico to get here. Do you think he killed her? Nathan asked. Pause, Hayden replied, though the answer was sour in his mouth. Just like he killed Max.
Clones can't just decide to turn traitor and murder one another, Jesse said. It doesn't work like that.
It can, if the enemy has access to the cloning equipment, Spot said. And if that's the case...
She shook her head.
Who knows how many clones were altered?
It just gets better and better, doesn't it? Caleb said. Parabellum, this is Stacker, Nathan said. We need immediate pickup. We've got 4 minutes to get the hell out of here.
On my way, General, Isaac replied.
All eyes turned to Hayden, looking to him to tell them what to do next. His shoulders slumped in response, and he struggled to keep his composure. Even though they had won the fight, even though they had destroyed Craik, what had they really accomplished? The interlink was gone, getting further and further out of reach with each passing second, and they had no way to locate it. Natalia would have had his head for giving in so easily to despair. She would have said this wasn't the Sheriff Duke she had married. And she would have been right. He pushed himself back to his feet, turning to face them. His leg was still on fire, but he ignored it. Here's what we're going to do, he said, his voice firm. Caleb and I will... He stopped speaking when he sensed movement behind him.
He looked back just as Max sat straight up.
Requirement, Max said. We take Crake.
Max, Hayden said with a smile, a wave of relief flooding through him.
We thought you were dead. Apologies. The attack damaged my neural pathways. I required time to reroute and reset. As I said, we require Crake's cortex. I may be able to recover the data stream containing the fate of the interlink.
You mean, read his mind? Spot asked.
Pause.
How quickly? Hayden asked.
Unknown. It depends on whether or not the cortex remains viable.
And if it doesn't?
We'll require another plan. Ha ha ha, ha ha.
The portal, Hayden said. That was our plan. The interlink is worthless if we don't know what to do with it.
Max was supposed to come with us, Caleb said.
Impossibility. I'll open the portal for you and close it behind you. General Stacker, you'll carry Crake. I'll carry the portal.
You want to take it with us? Nathan asked.
Pause. How else will they return?
Max stepped over to the portal. He touched its base, and a projection appeared in front of it, a series of alien symbols floating in the air.
The destination coordinates are already set, he said.
He tapped a symbol on the projection, which turned green. Hayden felt the charge in the air as the portal began drawing power. A chill washed over him, and the view past the frame of the device was replaced with what appeared to be a small, dark storage room.
Where is that? Caleb asked.
Hayden shrugged.
Wherever it is, it's where we're going. With one arm and one leg? Caleb said. No offense, Sheriff, but you look like hell.
Hayden smirked.
No offense, Colonel, but so do you. My leg will heal, and I only need one arm to kill Veidt.
Hayden turned to Nathan.
Nate, go, Nathan said. Find General Hyrie. Unpack Card's head. Figure out how to kill these bastards and get back here. We'll have the interlink by then. I promise.
The parabellum appeared overhead, descending on the other side of the spheres near the dead remains of the Reaper Horde.
That's it, Hayden said, facing the portal. Caleb, it's just you and me.
Roger, Sheriff, Caleb replied.
Let's do this.
Hayden limped forward, bending over and retrieving one of the micro-spears directly in front of the portal. He tucked it in his coat pocket as he straightened up, sparing one last glance back at Max. The intellect nodded in encouragement. Hayden had no idea what they were going to do on the other side or how they were going to do it. But he was determined to get it done, whatever it took.
Sheriff, wait, Spot said.
Hayden found her near Bennett's remains. She had picked up Hayden's revolver from where Bennett had dropped it and tossed it to him. He caught it in his good hand, slipping it into its holster.
Thank you kindly, he said.
Then he looked back at the portal and stepped through.